Morris is 70-odd years young, a Busselton local, and a walking encyclopedia of the area. He's seen Busselton grow from a sandy bayside village to an international tourist destination.
Busselton's changed so much to when we had the horse troughs in the street, hooks at the Vass Hotel to tie your horses up to. People went to, in the early days, I went to church in a horse and buggy, four-wheel buggy, to school, Sunday school every Sunday. And you'd look at a horse going down the road now. Those days, you never thought anything of it. But these days, it's a novelty, absolute novelty. My mother and father used to, they were never used to a car. But when I came on the scene, well, I suppose one of my ambitions was always to have a car. And anyway, I eventually got one, a 39 Chev utility. On April 1839, Governor Hunt appointed the place in Geograph Bay opposite the settlement of the Vass to be a legal place for unloading goods. By 1853, they granted a grant of £40 to establish a jetty. And in 1865, a rough wooden jetty became available to ships from many parts of the world.
Roy's family have worked on and around the Busselton jetty for generations. Roy remembers taking lunch to his grandfather, working on the ships at the very far end and watching the dolphins play. As Roy explains, without the jetty, Busselton wouldn't be the town it is today.
Well, we lived on the jetty pretty well. In those days, we didn't have a lot of money. And fish was a great thing to supplement the food supply. The jetty supplies so much variation of the fish, with gardies and squids and octopuses, and we used to catch more sharks in those days than what they do now. They get the odd shark here, but we used to catch gummy sharks and whiskeries, which was the carpet shark, tailor, herring. All those varieties are still catching them now, especially the skippies and the herring and the gardies and the tailor. And the mulloway are another popular thing. The jetty's the longest wooden jetty in the southern hemisphere. It's 2 kilometres long. It's fast changing because of the fire, the big fire that we had. The major reconstruction of the jetty took place in 1990 at a cost of more than $600,000. More than $100,000 per annum is required to upkeep the jetty, and further funds are required each year to undertake major restoration works. And there's nearly 200,000 people go on the jetty a year. It was very hard for people to understand that they'd always had a jetty free, but of course in those days the shipping paid for the maintenance of the jetty.
Admission to the jetty is free to kids under 14 and just $2.50 per adult. That money goes directly to the upkeep of the jetty. Believe me, it's so worth a visit. The fishing, the views, the sunset, and just by visiting, you're helping to make sure that this historic part of WA will be there for generations to come. Busselton does seaside dining superbly well at the Equinox, which is right on the waterfront overlooking the jetty and some sensational West Coast sunsets. The Equinox is a cafe, restaurant and function centre, and it's open whenever you need it, 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch and dinner. It's right on the beautiful Busselton beachfront, where you can stroll along the walkways or dabble your toes into Geograph Bay. The Equinox is almost right at the foot of the jetty, beneath some lovely big old fig trees which offer plenty of shade and protection. The coffee and home-baked cakes are quite famous, and the fresh sea air will ensure you have an appetite whatever time of the day you visit. It's worth it just for the view, but the Australian cuisine is also sensational, and barter card members are welcome. Group bookings or functions can be arranged by calling the Equinox on 97 524 641. That's 97 524 641. The Equinox, seaside dining at its best.